With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. International correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a key security meeting between the U.S. and Japan in Tokyo.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin joined their Japanese counterparts Yoko Kamikawa and Minoru Kihara at the Japan-U.S. Security Consultative Committee in Tokyo. Both sides agreed to upgrade the command and control of U.S. forces in the East Asian country and to strengthen American licensed missile production there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described the rising threat from China as
the challenging security environment.
In the joint statement issued after the talks, the minister said, China's foreign policy seeks to reshape the international order for its own benefit at the expense of others. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Vice President Kamala Harris is making plans to announce a running mate by August 7th. Here's Bernie Bennett.
If she meets the August 7th deadline, the vice president will have squeezed the process of vetting, choosing, and introducing a running mate, which typically takes months, into just over 3 weeks. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention will begin voting on Ms. Harris's nomination for president on August 1st, provided that no one else qualifies as a challenger. The party's rules does not require a similar roll call vote for a vice presidential nominee. Vice President Harris tapped Eric Holder, the former attorney general who led the vice presidential vetting process for Barack Obama in 2008, to oversee the process for her through his law firm, Covington & Burling. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former President Donald Trump condemns the White House for creating the conditions which led to yesterday's attack against Israeli youngsters. He says it would not have happened on his watch. A Las Vegas man's been charged with threatening to injure and kill government officials in three states and Washington, D.C., including the New York judge and a prosecutor who handled former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. New York City's mayor has issued an emergency order suspending parts of a new law intending to ban solitary confinement in local jails. This is SRN News. Evangelism at the Olympics. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the two-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has ordered the state to initially count signatures that were collected by volunteers in favor of putting an abortion measure on the ballot. Justices have issued a one-page order that stops short of ruling on whether a lawsuit over the proposal can move forward. The group behind the measure sued after the state rejected petitions it submitted. The state has argued that organizers did not submit proper documentation. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Zoos in hot weather states are working hard during the summer to keep their animals cool. Here's John Scott.
At the Palm Beach Zoo and Conservation Society in Florida, keepers throw big piles of ice onto the black bear enclosure for the animals to wallow in. Otters get ice blocks and frozen fish in their water to play with and eat. Zoo officials say tigers get some especially interesting treatment. The big cats are fed frozen cow bones in a block of ice with sides of frozen goat milk. Zookeepers also are showering giant tortoises with cool water, which they can feel through their shells. John Scott reporting.
A former Alabama lawmaker has been sentenced to a year in federal prison for his role in a kickback scheme involving state grant funds. Fred Plum pled guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of justice charges and resigned from the Alabama House of Representatives. Prosecutors say he had kickbacks to state grants allowing his youth sports group. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.